Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
I'm not even sure, to be honest, because my father-in-law had just called me and said that his card is getting charged from your guys' place, and I don't even know who you guys are.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
87505.
You may have your first and last name?
Jamie Tafoya.
And will you verify the shipping address?
I'm not sure.
I have the account pulled up. I would just need for you to verify the shipping address for security purpose.
11, like my mailing address would be 1130 Crystal Ray Street, Santa Fe, New Mexico. How are you going to have a shipping address if I've never even ordered nothing?
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan.
I didn't even know what that is.
I do see here you have this meal plan and your account have already been canceled.
Well, they're still charging him. And it shouldn't have even been charged in the first place.
Okay, just hold one moment.
For a meal scene.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the last time we billed him was on March 3rd, and he canceled on the 8th. So he canceled after the charge was already there. So we haven't billed him anything since he canceled.
Yeah, but it should have never gotten charged in the first place. Like, we don't even know who you guys are.
Well, basically, he could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where he had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapod, PS5.
Dyson. I don't do any of that stupid stuff.
Okay, well, the account is in his name, so he would have placed the order.
It's under Jamie.
Correct. And you said that's your dad?
But my name is Jamie. But I never did that. I don't understand where these are coming from.
Okay, so
and they're charging my father-in-law's card. We don't even have their number.
Okay, so you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry.
But we never entered into anything. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't even have his card number.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, or you had.
I'm trying to tell you though that I never did that.
Great. Well, I'm explaining how it could have started. You could have tried to do win a Dyson vacuum, or you could have did a PS5 or something.
I never did any of those though. I don't do that stuff. And much less, I don't even have a credit card.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. So do you think anyone in your household could have did it?
It's just me and my husband sitting right here. And me and them are both like, no.
Okay, so what I can do, I can get you transferred over to the fraud department if you would like.
To the what?
To our fraud department.
Okay, that would be really cool.
Will you verify your email for me?
All lowercase JAYDAFOYA 6969 at gmail.com.
Okay, just hold one moment. Now, the phone number we have is the 505-555-1411.
5514111.
That's correct.
Right. Write it to the bottom of that. What the fuck is somebody's always using my shit? My name.
Okay, so just bear with me one moment. And I'm still here. I'm gathering up the information so I can get you transferred over.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
All right.
And I'm still here, just one.
Okay.
and I'm still here just barely. I'm gathering up the information.
Okay.
So I can get you transferred over. Just hold one moment.
All right.
I want to go ahead and transfer you over. Just stay on the line. And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.